Hello everyone, welcome to Fly Away Travel Writing Class. In this first module, Getting Started, you're going to learn how to start finding stories to write about. Finding stories is often one of the biggest obstacles because you have to formulate it in a way that will appeal to editors of newspapers and magazines. But it's also very exciting because you get to write about things that you enjoy. There are many, many different types of stories, and you may or may not know which ones you already like writing, but there are essays, journeys that you've taken, roundups, holiday-driven stories, events, destination accounts, news-driven pieces, and service pieces. And if you have questions about these, one great way that you can learn is just reading a lot of different travel stories. Open up the travel section of a newspaper, read travel magazines, and you can start to see the different kinds of stories that there are. I tend to like to write roundups or destination accounts. Roundups, it doesn't sound very exciting, but it can include things like a trip that I'll be taking soon, which is writing about a few at-home cooking schools in Paris. I have another story that I wrote that included underground restaurants in Buenos Aires. So a roundup includes at least three places that have a similar theme that you can bring together for the reader. I also like destination accounts. It's sort of an overview of your experience at a certain place. I have an article coming out about a resort that I went to in Colorado that's in an old mining town. So I went there, I experienced it, and wrote my account about that. But you might like to write essays or service pieces, news-driven pieces. You'll find your niche as you keep writing. Now, the next thing I want to discuss is finding your niche and why it's so important. You need to you can write about whatever you want, of course. But if you find one thing that you're really passionate about, which for me is food, whenever I travel, I love to go out to eat and explore the food stores and check out the food scene in all these different cities and countries that I visit. So if you sort of find something that you really want to write about, it could be traveling with a family, it could be honeymoons, it could be wedding destinations, it could be eco adventure stories, luxury travel, maybe it's cruising, maybe it's camping. So sort of you might find yourself writing about one or two things as you move forward, which is actually a great idea because editors will start to know you as, oh, this person writes about beaches all around the country, all around the world. So it's good to be sort of known as something. It will help you in the long run to pick something to write about. The next thing I want to bring up are, what are some of the themes in your life that you can translate over to your writing? So again, you know, maybe you're going to get married soon and you've realized that you love writing about honeymoon places, that this is something you're passionate about, or maybe you have a family and so family travel becomes predominant in your life. What I want to teach you is that you can sort of bring your life into your writing. And you don't necessarily have to, but it makes it all that more exciting. So I sort of wrote about something I already love and already did, which is, as I told you, dining out and checking out the food. So for me, it's not even work. I just go to these places, and that's what I would naturally do anyway. So you might find that some theme in your life currently going on could be an aspect of your writing career. It could even be, you know, traveling with pets or traveling alone. There are many people with blogs of, you know, traveling solo around the world or traveling with my child or, you know, so anything in your life can become part of your writing career. Also, it's important to love what you plan on writing about because you'll be writing about it over and over and over. So with food, I never, ever get tired of it. I like writing about chefs and new restaurants and places that I visit. So once you sort of lean toward an area that you want to write about, I highly, highly suggest that it's something that you'll enjoy doing for years to come, if that's what you would like. Now, I'd like to offer some tips on generating ideas, and this will be in the worksheet that I'll be sending to you. One thing you could do is make a list of your favorite travel destinations. These could be both places that you've already visited and places on your wish list. Now, I'm sure you won't be able to write about the wish list places right away, but once you have a few articles under your belt, you will be able to go to these dream destinations, which I'll be teaching you about later. So make a list of some of your favorite places, and then make a list of some of your favorite aspects of traveling, which we just spoke about. So if you love beaches or luxury hotels or exploring museums, whatever it is, make a list of all the things you love to do when you travel. This should spark some ideas of things to write about. Now next, take one of these destinations. I'd probably recommend a place you've already visited. Write it down. Now write down everything you possibly can think of that you could write about this one place. So for example, I live in New York and there's always things to write about here from a traveler's point of view. There's tourist destinations, brand new restaurants, classic sites, historical places, things to do with your family. So start to name all the things that you could do in this one location. That should also spark some ideas. Now, think about the last place you traveled. Think back to it, and that should spark some ideas too. When you were there, what did you see? What did you do? Did you have any unusual experiences that could turn into a story? Now, answering these questions will definitely help you come up with some ideas. Now, the next thing that I want to discuss is finding an angle. And I'm going to go into this more when we talk about pitch letters. But every story that you write needs an angle. You can't just write about, oh, there's this beautiful beach in Hawaii and you have to visit it. It needs to have some sort of fresh angle to it. That's what the editors want to see. Something like a fresh idea. So for example, and I'll talk about this later, I wrote about an insider's view of where to eat in Chinatown in New York, because that's where I lived for a long time. So that was a unique take. It wasn't someone visiting there, offering their restaurant recommendations. It was a real insider's view of a place. So think of something new about a place that you've been to or would like to go to. And that those ideas will actually come a little bit later, but I wanted to bring it up now so you can start thinking about it when you're thinking about your story ideas. So while you're thinking, oh, I would love to write about all the bars in Dublin or something, you know, think about what's unique about it. Do they offer poetry readings at these bars? Are there artists, you know, hanging their artwork at these bars? So you have to sort of think of something new and different. Now the next and last thing I want to discuss for this week is an insider secret, how to get started without any clips. Now what I just mentioned of my idea of living in Chinatown and writing an insider's view of where to eat, that is sort of my insider secret. It's look around where you live right now, your town, your city, your state. Think of some ideas of where you actually are now, and you could pitch that idea to a magazine or newspaper around the country or even around the world. So when I wrote that Chinatown article, I pitched it to a newspaper in Boston, and they published it as a travel story because people from Boston travel to New York. So think of an idea that's in your own town. You could pretend that you're a tourist or take the weekend and take a staycation and sort of look at where you live with a fresh eye, and maybe that will help you come up with a story. And that's a really great way of landing your first travel story because you know that place better than other people, and you could offer a fresh perspective to an editor. So you'll be reading the sheet that goes along with this module, and once you answer all those questions, you'll more than likely have some story ideas, and you can get started right away in crafting your ideas that you'd like to send off to newspapers and magazines. So look out for the sheet, and good luck. I hope you come up with a lot of ideas that you can work on during the time that you're taking this class. All the best, and I'll see you on the next module. Stay tuned for that, and have a great day, and get those ideas rolling.